East Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
Usenzo Mgcunu has told Parliament he had been receiving regular briefings on the KZN political killings task team.
We were very interactive together with the two deputy ministers, asking questions, but also opening up and leading discussions, but also in some cases taking decisions when we felt we needed to test our ideas and what we had. And later on, I did become aware of this particular issue of units, of task teams, including the National Political Killings Task Team.
The police minister, who has been placed on special leave, is testifying before Parliament's ad hoc committee that is looking into claims of political interference and corruption in the criminal justice system. KZN's Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi implicated Mgcunu in claims of corruption, saying that his attempt to dissolve the political killings task team last year was linked to investigations that the task team had been conducting into a criminal syndicate. Mgcunu has described how after he was sworn in, he sought to have a meet and greet with all the leadership of the police in the province. He says discussions about police operations in the country began superficially before in-depth conversations began.
We would have started in a superficial way, but as we went on with our work, we got to discuss things much more intense. And in this instance, we would go on to discuss, for instance, somewhere in November, the National Political Killings Task Team.
Dendwendwe local municipality has vowed to enforce immigration and labour laws after farms and shops were found exploiting foreign nationals as cheap labour. On Tuesday, a multidisciplinary team led by Public Works Deputy Minister Sihle Zikalala inspected the area after receiving several complaints during a previous visit. He says they visited three farms and a shopping centre that revealed many workers were undocumented. Workers lacked any form of benefits and were not earning the minimum wage. But Mayor Samuel Mfeka says the issue also affects South Africans who are similarly exploited due to being paid less. He also says it's concerning that many South African citizens are unemployed, while these businesses continue to hire foreign nationals who have no documents.
They're going to assist us to make sure that these farm workers are protected, and also the farm owners, because we don't have challenges with the farm owners. We don't have problems with them as such, but their doings, they are causing problems, because when you go and hire an illegal immigrant, while you've got so much South Africans that are unemployed, definitely you are inviting a problem to yourself. These officials that we have brought, they're going to assist us in making sure that everybody is safe and every rules and policies are implemented.
And large crowds have gathered across Kenya as the body of opposition leader Raila Odinga was repatriated from India. It's forced authorities to suspend flights and change memorial plans. Mourners arrived in their throngs at Jomo Kenyatta International Airport to greet the coffin. The Civil Aviation Authority there says operations have been suspended to restore order and ensure safety. The body was initially taken to Parliament, but with supporters swarming and clambering up the gates, the authorities decided to relocate the coffin to a stadium. The 80-year-old Odinga died of a suspected heart attack while visiting a health clinic in southern India on Wednesday. The top story this hour, the police minister, Senzo Mgcunu, says he had been receiving regular briefings on the political killings task team. He's testifying before Parliament's ad hoc committee that is looking into claims of corruption and political interference in the criminal justice system. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.